Clap. 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to episode 5 of the Friends Podcast. We're happy to have you join us and listen to us and tune in to us. Thank you for being here. And today, I'm your main host, Embria, and we're twisting it up a little bit today. We're going to be tag teaming it as hosts. So I'm Embria, and we got Chubbs in the cut. Go ahead.
It's your boy Chubbs. Many of you guys know me on Instagram, that boy Chubbs. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. So me and him gonna be tag teaming today, hosting and stuff. And we also have J-Lor and Kiwan. They're gonna be here as well. They're gonna be here. Y'all wanna introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Kiwan, but on Instagram known as It's Me Kiwan. I go by Jimmy.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Jay, known as I Yo Fave, because I am your fave. I am your boyfriend's fave. And that's just
You guys, so today we have, like, I mean, as you probably, like, I don't know what we're gonna title this episode, but as you probably gonna see in the description or the title, we have a special guest with us today, a very, very, very special guest. We're not even gonna drop the name until they get here, but we have a special guest. They're joining us. And I just want y'all to keep listening. So we're going to run the show regular. And then a few minutes in, they're going to come on. So, yeah. So, are y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Too ready.
Yeah, let's get into the random.
So, we're going to get into the random fact of the day. Random fact of the day. Anybody want to say it? Anybody got the paper?
Okay. Kids ask 300 questions a day.
If you didn't know, it was scientifically proven that children ask 300 questions a day. So, now
that I can believe that, they do is talk.
I swear. Like, when I was a kid, I used to
believe that.
Right. Okay, so,
I'm not gonna clap. Right. I used to talk to my mom.
So, how has everybody's life been, like, lately? Like, we've been MIA with the podcast. What have everybody been up to?
Just been busy with, you know, oh my God, I'm so ready for the semester to be over with. I'm so ready. And it's like, it's over with, but they still keep sending word.
Right. I'm so sick of it.
Class of 2020 in the house.
Yes.
Period.
Don't forget 2020.
I mean, we are coming up, but not daytime.
Exactly. So we're not talking about 21. We're talking about 20.
I'm weak. But anyways, I've been doing stuff. Like, I've been customizing a couple things here and there and, you know, getting ready to do this YouTube channel tomorrow. Yeah. And, you know.
Well, that's good. That's good. I've been sleeping.
Okay. So,
we love a sleeper.
I've been doing it. I've been trying to work on my acting. I've been working on my playwriting. I've been writing, and I've been, you know, talking to walls. Yes. You know, working on different expressions. You know, printing out scripts on the internet. Doing it with my sister. You know, just making my craft better as far as acting.
I love it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. So, I have a little, like, topics to talk about. If y'all didn't know, this is just, like, sometimes we're just going to talk about, like, random stuff that's going on in the media and stuff. So, if y'all know, Zanik, y'all know Zanik?
Yes.
She has two new songs out. Like, I'm excited
and
to
they track.
Today.
I'm going to say how it is.
Zanik is T.I.'s daughter, right?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm open to listening.
She is daughter. It was posted on the Shade Room like a few hours ago or whatever, and I'm just telling you, like, homegirl don't know how to come out of her.
I heard a little.
Homegirl don't know how to come out of her OMG girl phase because, like, girl, you
yeah,
was,
we
like,
done with that. What a boy, though.
Like, we done. And she just, it's, she seen the same, talk the same. It's just like, girl, change it up. We want the adult.
You're not 15 or not.
And I mean, if she ever hears this, like, don't be mad at our opinion. I mean, the truth is the truth. Not everybody gonna like your music, you know. But whatever.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry. I didn't care for the OMG girl. So
I did. That was a big part of.
I didn't either.
I did.
I love
I'm sorry.
I did.
I
what a boy is that?
What a boy is that?
I hated their hairstylists, you know, because
Gucci this, Gucci that. You tried it.
Gucci everything.
Please.
I swear. So, moving on. As y'all know, Bad Baby and Malou. Ain't there something named Malou? Malou?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah,
they put aside couple. Their beef and they're back friends again.
Oh my god,
I'm glad to see people are growing up.
Yeah, next case. Hopefully they growing up, but it's just too much. They keep going back and forth on the internet. It's just like, is y'all gonna be friends or is y'all not gonna be friends? Just stop being so petty. Like, end it or whatever y'all do, just end it. Period.
Just cut the beef.
I think it's all fake, but
I don't know, people do publicity stunts.
Right. Because, you know, next month, they're probably going to be beefing again. But
right.
If it ain't about me, let's kick in. So, y'all got any tea y'all want to talk about? Anything?
I want to talk about Ed and Rose off of 90 Day Fiancé. Diana.
I haven't watched the show, sorry.
Throw the whole show in the trash. Have you seen how he's been treating her and everything lately? Like, oh my god, she just recently broke up with him. I'm glad for my sis, because he thought just because, oh, she can't speak English that well, that she thought she was gonna take his crap and take his bull crap while he embarrassed her on TV, disrespected her family, disrespected her home. I'm glad that she is done with that man. Good job for you, Rose. If you ever hear this, good job for you, Rose.
Right.
Okay,
when
you need to watch it, sis.
Okay.
And I have a Meg.
Oh, I didn't say nothing. I don't care about 90 Day Fiancé. Right. Sorry.
I have a Meg ass kisser of the day. If you would like to go ahead. I'm
going to
give it to Little TJ. Little TJ, the rapper.
I'm sorry. I don't know who that is. Next case.
You don't know who that is?
We know who that is, but next case.
No.
Little TJ, him? Yeah.
We know who that is. One but next case.
I don't know about him. Sorry.
Him and Chinese Kitty, yes.
Yeah, that was wrong with him. To fly that girl out and have sex with her and deny her a way back home. That was a little wrong.
Like I said, if it ain't about me, let's kick it.
Let's kick it, honey.
Next case.
Okay, y'all, so I got a topic. Like, what do y'all think about, like, the music now, like, and how it is affecting, you know,
Well, I just feel like, basically, I was just gonna say, I feel like it's more opportunities for people now. Like, yeah, some people be making trash music. I'm not gonna drop no names, but I mean, I just feel like now.
Playboy Cardi.
Don't do him, because please don't, Chubb. But anyways, now, like, I just feel like it's better opportunities. Like say for instance, like in the 90s, like, I'm not saying like this is a good thing, but like you had to have talent to be in the music industry. But now I just feel like anybody could just be like that. That could be good and that could be bad. Like anybody can just. Like, if you want to be a rapper, you could just put your music on YouTube and become a rapper. Like, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like, just like what Umbria said, like, it's easy for people to become famous off of rapping nowadays and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like it's not how it used to be. Like, a lot of people used to put their soul and, you know, feelings into their music, and now everybody is just rapping about the same thing. Ain't nobody really putting anything into their music. And the new people that's coming up, like Rod Wave, Summer Walker, and those type of people like that, I feel like they're just so like damaged and making us so damaged, because all they sing about or all they rap about is being damaged and scarred. And that's just that.
Right.
And the pig. Piggyback off of what she said, I'm just going to say this. I'm sick of hearing about sex, drugs, and money. I'm tired of it. Like, it's to the point. Okay.
Yes.
You put dick in. Okay. Cool. Like, I'm just sick. we tired of it, and that's all I have to say.
basically, like, what y'all all was saying, like, I just feel like we need to go back. We need to go back to where it was, like, actual real skills. Like, I'm sorry, this new music now, this is why I don't listen to music now, because mm-hmm. I feel like it's dumbed down, and it's just, like, a mediocre, like, beat and all of that, and I'm not here for it. I want real lyricism. Yes. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have another question. Is everybody in here, are y'all planning on going to college? And if so, where do you want to go to college?
Of course.
Very.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I feel like I will probably go to college for, like, probably, like I said, in our other podcast, make sure you go back and, you know, watch those back then. But basically, I want to go to college for film and acting, basically, because I always been fascinated with, like, creating characters and stuff like that. But I also, apart from that, I would like to start my business up and stuff, like customizing shoes and stuff like that. And while I'm doing that and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I don't want to go to college. Like, it's mixed emotions right now. I do want to go to college because I do want to pursue a career in medicine. I do want to be a pediatrician, or if not a pediatrician, I do want to work around kids because I love kids, and I want to provide and sponsor, like, kids, charities and fundraise to help kids and stuff like that on the streets or whatever. But on the other hand, I also want to pursue a cosmetology career and start my own business. Like, come a hairdresser, come a makeup artist, lashes, nails, and stuff like that. I don't know. I just have a mixed emotions right now. And I'll figure it out. June 1st comes.
But I feel like this is the generation where, like, I mean, you can really make all that happen.
Yes, right. I can, but, ooh, child, this will be a lot.
I would like to attend Morehouse University, downtown Atlanta.
Okay. We love it, Chubbs.
I would like to major in, I want to be a high school history teacher, and I would like to minor in filming and production, because I would like to be a movie director and a movie actor.
We love it.
Yes.
We
love it.
Thank you so much.
Like, same with what Chubbs is on. Like, I want to go to college for, like, I want to, like, write my own movies. I want to direct them, like, and stuff like that. And, like, I mean, I don't really have a set college right now. Like, right now I'm thinking about going to Nashville State. But, like, I don't really know. Like, I need to figure it out. But still, I don't really know.
And are you guys going to an HBCU? Because I know Chubbs, Morehouse. But are y'all going to an HBCU?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I have to think about all this.
Mm. Okay, so have two more questions before the big moment. What effect do you think social media has had on our generation?
A big effect.
Okay, and do you think it's good or bad?
I think it's both. Because I think it's good because, you know, social media sometimes, like, going out and helping the homeless or, you know, giving back, you know, you see a lot of public figures like rappers, actors, singers and stuff, they give back to the community. And then also, I feel like it's bad because sometimes, like, I'll be scrolling through my feed and I'll see somebody, you know, get shot, or I'll see, you know, somebody get raped, or I'll see somebody, you know, just negative. So I think it has a positive and a negative effect.
Mm-hmm. I feel like social media has basically, over the years, it's got worse. Because, like, nowadays, kids, our generation, nowadays our generation is basically so caught up in how many likes they get, what everybody else is doing trends and stuff, what's everybody doing and stuff like that. And it's like, basically now it made us more insecure about ourselves, to where we are not comfortable with being being who we really are and expressing ourselves and stuff like that. And
Okay, I agree. So, you guys, the big moment that you... while we wait on our guests to get here, we have a word from our sponsor. Okay, I'm going to just cut that out. But, okay. Yes. So, basically, guys, we have none other than... Anybody want to introduce? Oh, wait. They're not here. Did you see it, Jaylor?
I sent the link, and they haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so what do you believe in Tyler? What is your guys' best Tyler Perry movie?
I think mine's just Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Diary of a Mad Black Woman, what? Yes, sir.
Mine.
And why is that?
Because it was funny. And that's all I have to say. If a movie can make me laugh,
oh, really?
It's my favorite movie.
My favorite one is, I'm going to have to go with, it's three of them to me.
Oh, I like, hold on, not to cut you off, but I like Four Color Girls too.
Yes.
I ain't really like that one.
What?
Why not?
To me, it didn't scream out Tyler, but I think he went a different way, you know, but it didn't, to me, scream out Tyler Perry, but...
Okay.
That's
your opinion.
My top three is Daddy's Little Girls.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Why Did I Get Married? And Madea's Family Reunion.
Oh yeah, I did like the Family Reunion. Mm-hmm. See, he got too many though. Like they all good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they all good. No, honestly, his old movies are good. Cause like the new movies that he making now, like Madea Boo. But I feel like mad corny. I don't know.
Right. I agree.
Did you guys hear about the Asian hornets that we're seeing?
Oh, my yes. God.
That scares me.
Y'all, we already got this coronavirus going on. Like, it's yes. always something. Just coming into the United States and just trying to kill us or whatever, whatever. And it's just confusing because it's just like... What the freak is the government doing? Like, I feel like doing nothing.
Man. This is crazy.
Oh, it's just like, but it, you know, and I love all Asians, but it's always something to do with Asians.
Bye. No.
Bye. It's something having to do with the Asians. I'm sorry.
Bye. No,
bye.
What if it's not?
It's an Asia hornet.
Okay.
Coronavirus came from China. I'm fed up. I'm just fed up with all. I'm fed up.
Chips.
That's all I'm saying. And look, I'm not trying to be rude, as I said.
But I'm sorry, to this man, but we don't know this man.
It's something suspicious.
Yes.
It's not.
You better leave Asians alone. That's
exactly.
All I'm
saying. Exactly.
I don't hate Asians. I don't hate Asians. I don't. But it's just something.
And who said it actually came from them? Like, nobody.
Okay, so that's... the coronavirus came from Wuhan, China.
Okay.
It did. It did come from Wuhan, China.
I'm weak.
It did.
Just this man.
It did. And it's like...
Okay.
So how do y'all feel about the coronavirus now? Like,
I feel it's soon to be over.
It's not soon to be over. I feel
I'm
like,
so over.
Oh my god!
Because they opening everything. Well, yeah, I agree. Because they opening everything back up, and they know like the stuff is only getting worse. Like they still ain't found no cure, and you opening up everything. Like I understand people just tired of being in the house, but still like. Y'all forgetting they haven't cured this junk yet.
Mm-hmm. People is still dying. Like, I don't understand. I'm just so over it.
But y'all, I'm sorry. These masks feel like they trying to kill us. Like, I'm dying. Like, y'all know when y'all wearing a mask. Like, y'all feel like y'all over here. You know what they call it? What is the word I'm looking for? Somebody help me.
I'm sorry. What was you saying?
I'm so over wearing a mask.
I mean, I just feel like people, if we got to get to the point where they talking about if you go outside, you got to wear a mask, then that means that you just need to stay in the house. Like, if you got to wear a mask, don't come out.
Right. Honestly,
I feel like...
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Travis.
No, go ahead.
Honestly, but I'm not scared of it, though. Like, it's... But it's, doctors have already confirmed that it's a virus that exists, like the flu. I'm not about to be scared of the flu. Like, I've caught the flu before. It's a virus that's something like the flu. I'm not going to be scared. Go outside. I'm going to touch whatever I want to. And I'm going to come back.
Who'd you say cornbread? Who's that key word?
That was Chubb.
Chubb's like...
No, it was...
So who was it?
It was Chubb.
Okay, yeah. What you not going to do?
It was Chubb.
Probably was key word.
Not me. It was not me.
Oh my God, like, y'all remember, like, when we used to go to parks, and like, we used to just do stupid stuff, like, oh my God. Like, I remember one time, like, we was in the cafeteria, and Amber, you remember that day I threw that bread at you, and you was trying to throw that milk at me? I was not having it. I was gonna throw my whole tray at you. I ain't even gonna care. Cause like she opened the milk.
Okay, but you threw all this bread on me. Like,
she opened the whole milk bed at you.
Too far.
But you know we always throw bread and stuff.
Well. So guys,
I'm done waiting.
Y'all, we finna play that game that Chubbs had when he was hosting whatever he was doing that day. We gonna play what was it called, Chuz? When you was like I went to the store and got an apple. Yeah, the memory game. Stop being a wimp.
Grocery store.
Okay. I'ma start up. I went to basically J-Lore, it's like say for instance, I'm gonna be like, I went to the grocery store and got something with an A. And then when you go, you gotta say what I said, and then you gotta say something with a B. Then when Kiwan go, he gotta say what I said, what you said.
Okay, I got it.
Okay,
I'm gonna
take this one out, y'all.
Okay, let's go, y'all.
Oh, why did you send it out?
Oh my God, you
because
don't like.
I don't like this game. It's better for me to sit it out than leave.
Can we do like I don't know how. Can we do that other game where it's another alphabet game, but it's like. Somebody will call like a letter, right? B or something like that, and then all of them gotta say a word with the letter B.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and then if you don't got a word, you out.
Okay.
Whoever's the last one, you win.
Okay.
Can we play that one?
Yeah. Keep on. You playing?
Keep on. Can we play that one? Okay.
Yeah.
So, we gonna do. Yeah, we gonna do B for bet.
B for boy.
B for box.
Chuck.
For what?
B for what?
What is back knee?
Back knee.
He making up.
Back acne. I know. That is an actual word. That's back acne. Okay.
Don't nobody say back me.
Okay, go. Okay, come on. We're going to let you still stay with that one. B for bacteria.
B for booty.
B for baby.
Okay, B for basketball.
B for bitch.
B for bitch.
B for backpack.
B for
bowling.
B for background. B for background.
I know we could use sentences. Never mind. B for
Now we online.
Five.
Three.
Four.
B for break.
Or breathe.
B for babysitter.
B for being.
One.
Okay. Oh, B
for band.
B for balloon.
Shut
up. B for bind.
Hold on.
B for begin.
B for Bath and Body Works.
B for bedtime.
B for
Back talk. But they got no level back talk.
Oh, me? B for bagel.
Nah, you.
Okay. Okay. B for Bob. Damn, my ass are on this seat. This seat is so uncomfortable. Damn, but
mine is too.
B for Chubbs.
Not this year.
B
name.
For Becky.
Remember your name.
Ain't it your turn?
Okay, B for balls.
B for beef. Oh my god.
Cause, oh my god. Can I go
B for bride. B for bride. B for bride.
Okay. Damn. B for you a basic.
B for baloney.
Okay. Okay, I was right. B for a Blue Ivy Carter.
B for your booty stank.
No, don't no,
we use booty. We gotta use booty.
B for your body. B for.
B is for B bring for that body. Here, boy. Okay. B is for,
B for
bring
bathroom.
Here.
B for bullshit, because I'm tired of this bullshit, JB.
B for Baba Gam.
B is Ghetto on this podcast.
You out. Nah, what was that?
No, no. Okay.
How?
Bye.
We said words with B.
I'm done.
No,
I'm
done.
B for bitter, because then you're a bitter bitch.
B for bulldog. B for bulldog.
B for crazy hoe.
No, bro, we got a new letter because Kiwan out.
Dang.
I can't. Kiwan.
Bye.
Which A for apple.
A for ass.
A for apple.
Mm-mm. Why do you use the you out?
No, he thought he
was dead. Not my phone glitching. I can't hear y'all.
Huh?
Not his phone glitching. He can't hear us. C for car.
Hold on. C for chips.
C for caterpillar.
C for cat.
C for chub.
C for castle.
C for camera.
C for chemicals.
C for cock.
C for chicken.
C for chop.
C for chess.
C for a bitch cold.
C for camera.
C for cap.
You said C for what? Shut up. C for what?
Camel.
C for cancer.
C for you cap.
Shut your ass up.
Shut up.
C for C for calculator.
C for coin.
C for chloride.
C for cotton candy.
C for calendar.
C for cum.
C for candy.
C for call.
C for Clarissa.
Girl. C for clock.
C for tea delicious.
Girl.
G is for gotta go. Bye.
I'm so dumb.
I just want to stop this to say that mid recording, we had to do a little switch. So the host kind of switched up a bit. So I hope y'all don't mind that. Chubbs was having a few difficulties, you know, and we had to do a little switch up. So I'm going to keep the intro that we did and the part that we did before, and we're going to add the part when our special guest came on. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gia,
go on.
Okay. All right, so y'all, okay, I'm about to do the introduction. So, hey guys, it's your people.
What? Oh my god. Please do the intro.
Me? Okay.
Just do the intro for me and I'll get this question.
Okay, hey guys, welcome back to the Friends Podcast. And today we have a special guest, a very, very special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, it's my name. It's Rachel. Some of you may know me as the youngest kid, that annoying one. It's Rachel. Hey.
It's Rachel.
Yes. Everybody knows Rachel, of course. Like, if you don't, then what are you doing?
Right.
Yes. All right. Now, go ahead, Gia.
All right. So, today we have a few questions for you. I'm new, so, you know, Mm-hmm. All right, so Rachel, what is your preference? Like, what is your sexuality?
I don't know yet.
That's understandable. I was like that. How did you find out the Big O app?
Well, I was scrolling. I was just bored.
That's understandable too. All right, so how much?
Oh. Sorry, I'm nervous, y'all. Y'all can't do this to me. Okay.
So, okay.
How much have you grown since you started the Beagle app?
Okay. Y'all mad at me. Okay. Am I going in and out?
Yes. Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I found.
Yeah.
And then she posted it for. Stop posting this shit. I almost blocked her, but didn't. And then, yeah. And then I found out about it.
Okay, period. I got a question. Like, who do you feel like you became the closest with from, like, that you know from the app Big O? Jana Dodge? Mm-hmm.
Okay. I heard that's your mother. You her daughter.
So, Rachel, do you feel like you are the best reader on every panel?
No. You're going to meet...
Like, I do.
Who do you...
You're going to meet... No. You're going to meet, like, different type of readers, and everybody's not the same reader, so you just can't put, like, the best in the best. You got to put, like, okay, she read good for this, she read good for this, you know what I mean?
But, Sissy, you read down boots.
Okay, so... Gianni, you got anything else?
Yes. Sorry. Just very nervous.
This girl.
What is your biggest challenge on Big O?
Right now or back then?
Both.
Either one. Okay. Doesn't matter.
Back then, it was being young because I was 15. And they didn't like kids on the app. So I had to fight like really, really hard to get on panels. And then right now, it's being accepted because I have a hate train right now. And I'm loving it.
Does anyone... Why are people hating on you? Like,
okay, like, you know, when November came, I, like, got off the app for a long time, and then I just came back. So, you know, like, once you start coming back, it's like, okay, they're going to hate a little while.
Does anyone else have any questions to ask?
Yeah, I actually do. I'm going to get messy with this one, Rachel. So, you ready? Which person on the app do you feel like you don't like the most? Yeah. Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Now
okay, we can. Ask the question again.
Yeah.
I said, which person from like Big O do you feel like you like the least?
Oh, it'll have to be the comments. It'll have to be the comments. They dick ride.
The comments be trolling. Oh,
yeah, they dick ride a lot.
All right.
So,
okay, anyone else?
What is your opinion on JB's?
JB's is the Kris Jenner. No, Kris, what's her name?
You said the what?
It would be her. She would be like Kris. Like, she's like, for her to be her age and do deals, she do her deals. Like, she's a good person. When she... crybaby. She was. Mm-hmm. That girl was a crybaby. All
right.
Keep on.
Do you have any questions?
It's not bingo. Bingo, like, what were you like going to do as a... but anyways, before Big O, like, what would like something else that were you like interested in doing other than like Big O if it just didn't work out?
It was Instagram. I was just on Instagram rolling all day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Life before Big O.
So, what do you like? What do you want to be
when I grow up?
First of all, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh my God, Rachel!
I'm the youngest to ever do it.
Yes.
Oh my God, Rachel, you is younger than us.
How old are y'all?
We 18.
18.
See, period.
But I'm 16. I'm sorry, I'm 16.
We love a young, successful,
a young black queen. Man.
Yes, we love it.
Y'all know who else wants to get on here?
Who?
Malik. He's younger than me.
Malik, yeah. Mm-hmm. Malik. Mm-hmm. We would get him on here, but Malik kind of a little messy.
I'm going to be honest. We were shocked that you actually came because...
Miss JB's.
Miss JB's.
Miss JB's.
Play with our...
Miss JB's playing with us.
Say that.
I think she got a mystery today. I don't know.
No, but we had her on another day, and like we texted her like a week before, I think, and she canceled on us the night of.
Like we kept sending her the links to join. She kept liking the messages. Like, girl.
You should have made sure she fun. Like. I'm not
tight. But we happy that you came and actually supported us.
I'm always
we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Right. Gianni, I appreciate that, I said.
So who's gonna do the honors of McAss Kisser of the Day?
Oh. So
it's a segment of our podcast. Like how podcasts and stuff.
Or cocksucker of the day.
Donkey of the day and stuff like that. Like we have a segment.
So I think he wants to have the honors. Go ahead.
Oh.
Why? Are you scared?
I'm not nominating nobody today. I mean, but if I was, no shade with it, but I would say Miss Sadie. I'm sorry, Miss Sadie. I'm sorry, like I just can't, mm-hmm. like I cannot believe, like we were so ready.
We was on here for an hour interview. Waiting on her.
And I will fight hard to get Debbie's on here for you guys. Yes, because I know.
Somebody said she was that. Bad. You didn't hear it from me. I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Why don't y'all bring this show okay. to
Vigo? I mean,
we were actually thinking about that,
but we was like, we don't want to like have the mess on our show and stuff like that. We want to bring positivity, especially because we like the young people like you. Bringing uh-huh. positivity, like you know how the app can be a little bit messy. I mean, we yeah. can be here for the mess as well, but we don't want to be too messy. Like this mm-hmm. is a podcast for you know, positivity.
Without the yeah. shit. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, but we will be trying to like yeah. move to another. What you call us? So, like, when we do live episodes and stuff.
That's what us
interact with people.
So, Miss Rachel, what have you been up to on this little quarantine?
I hear that.
How do you feel about the corona altogether?
It was a blessing at first. I didn't have to go to school. I didn't have to work. And now it's just becoming a pain in the ass because I'm ready to go back to the rest of my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just
so
hard.
You haven't
linked
it
with nobody.
Nope,
I don't do that.
Psychic.
Have you ever linked with anybody?
I was going to link with Jada Dodds. Man, this bitch had the chance to do it every time. Like, every fucking time. We never linked. So I paid that. I'm probably going to go see Juvie once we get off quarantine.
A Juvie?
Eric. Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you know Kiwan? How do you feel about him? Like, I think he's funny.
The world loves a good special show. Y'all love letting the special. I'm dead serious. Y'all love letting special people like
not do special.
Like, y'all the world needs to support special people. Like, no shame. It's all right.
I'm so dead.
Oh my god.
What's your name?
Gianni.
Next thing. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know why I'm shaking so much.
Girl, I'm regular, just like you.
right.
Okay, so before are y'all done with your questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna ask one more, like two more questions. So before Bigo, where were you working? How were you making a living of yourself?
Girl, I was 15 before Bigo, sis. I wasn't working. I was just at home. So basically, I was just doing school work.
Now, don't get you back.
I think it's time to get into our two games.
The girls are arguing. Yeah, the girls are arguing.
A week. But the last question is, when people meet you, what do they automatically assume about you? Hello?
I'm here. I'm thinking. When people meet me, what do they automatically think about me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. Girl, I wouldn't know. That's like in other... When you first saw me, what did y'all think about me?
Well, I thought you were
actually
funny.
New on YouTube. Well, I don't really know that much about you. I just
watched the old episodes on YouTube. I'm there.
Well, I watched episodes and I've been watching you for a long time. And when I mm-hmm. first mm-hmm. saw right. you first came on the... I was like, oh my god, everybody was treating him so wrong. I was doing you dirty because you were young or whatever. Mm-hmm. whatever.
And then, I fought my way there.
And then Mm-hmm. And then once I see you start to grow and you start reading the girls and putting the girls in check, I was like, yes, sir. I was like, yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. That's Miss Rachel. Stop playing with her. So I live for you.
I love my story, like how I came up and shit. I love that story.
I live mm-hmm. for it.
So how do you feel about
Oh, so how do you feel about Shay? I did read her down at one time, y'all. I did read her down.
And how do you feel about Shay?
I love Shay. Like, Shay cool. She is cool. She is cool. She's a cool girl. But I wish she would, like, put more focus onto the app, because her supporters be going wild and she mm-hmm. don't even be doing her hours for real.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever link with Shay?
No. It's the truth. I would never. Why?
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, as today's host, I'm going to put in charge Embria for the game.
Why me?
I really don't know how to do these games, so I'm sorry.
Well, Kiwan made up the game, so Kiwan can go. Go ahead.
Okay. So today's two games will be, first, Kiss, mm-hmm. Marry, Kill. And the second one is Two Truths and One Lie.
So I think we should play Two Truths and One Lie first.
Yeah. Embria, would you do the honors of starting it off?
Bitch. Why y'all just keep picking me to go do everything?
Because I'm nervous. I'm sorry. I'm nervous.
Okay, I can't think of nothing. You go, Jaylor. I'm gonna go after Jaylor.
Who left?
Did someone leave?
Yeah.
I think it was.
It was Jay.
It was Jay.
Oh my god. What is she? Somebody. I'm so dead. Okay. I guess. I made a 30 on my ACT.
Hello?
Hey, Jayla. She's back.
Hey.
Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. Yes. You said it's...
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am a virgin. I killed a cat before. And I was born in Portmore, Jamaica. So.
You killed that fucking cat.
I'm Bia one.
Who left?
Mom? Yeah, she's.
Yeah.
Yeah, she left. She's nervous. She's, you know. But, okay. I made a 30 on my ACT. I can speak Spanish. And I live in a shed.
You live in a shed?
In a shed.
I can't think of nothing. All right, yeah. Rachel, go ahead. Go ahead, Kiwan.
What?
Go.
Oh, okay. my name is Never mind. I can't even do that.
Stupid.
I'm from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I made all A's this year. my middle name is Siobhan.
You
did not make all those A's, babe.
Yeah.
That's
I'm over here sitting ahead, right now.
Ooh, let me see. I first got on Bigo in February.
Sorry about that. I don't have a dog.
Huh? Huh? I couldn't hear her. She back?
She said her phone died.
Oh, okay.
Die.
And Monty needs to get their shit together. They need to get their shit together.
Right.
All right, first got on Beagle in February. My first original Beagle account got banned, and I and my GPA is a 3.5.
Didn't get on February. You didn't get on in February,
right?
Mm. Your account got banned, Rachel, before, bitch.
Right.
Which one is it?
It's the February one. My first account did get banned.
Yes, I knew.
Spit up on the bins on them.
Okay. Ooh, okay. One thing I think y'all should add is y'all should add, like, tell the people when y'all bring them up, y'all should add, like, tell them to tell their story on how they got on Beagle and what, like, how it took off and shit like that.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
Yeah, we should do that. Well, thank you for giving us the idea, period.
Thank you.
Yes.
We love feedback.
Thank you very much.
You always late with everything.
Okay, don't do me wrong. Don't start this on. Anyway,
the girls are arguing.
Oh, Lord. The girls.
So, y'all are asking me questions. I'm going to ask a few questions. What made y'all What made y'all start y'all little show?
Okay, I'm going to tell this story.
Okay.
I love this story.
Look.
Go ahead. Okay, so it all came about a time, well, let's say about 3 weeks ago. Like, we was all just chilling, me and my best friend, watching this, what you call it, and out of nowhere, we get this text from Miss Gigi, and this big nasty girl, just big and just real nasty. She basically posted my TikTok knowing that we had beef like the other summer. No, not the other summer, but the last school year, because now I'm in a whole different state or whatever. And she posted and she was being shady. Mm. And Brielle was in the background of the video, so we wanted it down. And she wasn't taking it down. Mm-hmm. And so basically all of us came together, all our friends and stuff, and we was, you know, going in on this girl. She got her family involved in all of this stuff. And then, I don't know, we was just like, let's just make a podcast. Mm. It seemed like something fun to do. So,
and just to clear up, the girl, I was trying to be nice, but she thinks that we made the podcast, like, to talk to about her. Like, the whole podcast is about her, but
y'all turned it, like, you know.
It's really not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened with Bo, like when Bo broke off from Jada Dodge. That's what happened. She made it about Jada Dodge at first. It was about Jada Dodge, and then Bo turned it.
Like, she got her right. 15 minutes of clout in the previous episode, and that was like a long time ago.
She don't get on no more.
We tried.
Not a scary hoe. How you gonna tell your mama? How you gonna tell your mama?
This girl that basically got her daddy to come up, her granddaddy, and call and message all of us and call Miss Bree Bree a hefty. Like, who had to look her word up?
Okay, he just had to do it, didn't you? You just had to do it.
She messaged her. He was like, "You hefty bitch."
Like, who the fuck says that?
Oh my god!
But yeah, that's how it came all to be.
And then I don't know, but we just been trying to do podcasts, and we've been trying to bring people on. But you actually our first guest, and we appreciate you being here.
Yes. We very appreciate.
We appreciate you taking the time out of your day, because we know it's. Where you at? You in Atlanta right now? You in Kansas? Where you at?
I'm in the punk ass Nebraska.
Oh. Well, it's over here. Over here it's 11.
It's 10 here.
Okay.
Thank you for still joining.
Staying here too.
We really appreciate you.
You welcome. I ain't have shit else to do. We in quarantine.
Like, look, when we make it, Rachel, we gonna tell everybody, like, Rachel was the first person who believed in us, like.
And then when we actually get out to our little show or whatever, we call you the first person we call it.
Gigi.
Not bad.
I'm the most nervous one. Like, I just been making random noises. I'm sorry. Like, it's just.
Okay. Also, I got a question.
Any more questions? What?
What? Oh, I got a question. So, you know how you said that you don't really know about your sexuality right now? What made you start questioning your sexuality in the first place? Because me, I'm bisexual, and
me too.
Yeah, we have two bisexual people in here, and we just wanted three bisexual people in here, and we just want to know when you started questioning your sexuality, or when you started liking the other sex or the same sex or whatever. I want to know, how has that been for you, and has it been a struggling process, especially if you're coming out to your family?
I always answer that question like that because, you know, I'm like young and I don't know what I want to do yet. It's no struggle. Whatever I do, I know my mama gonna support me in whatever I do. So whenever I do decide to do what I want to do, I'm gonna, like, you know.
All right.
I love it. So just to be clear, you like the girls first and then you know what I'm saying, like the boys, or?
I don't know. They both, you know, get me there.
I love it.
Okay, Miss Gianni, right, go ahead.
All right. So, the next game, we have another game.
Next game,
which is Kiwan, is still in charge of. A kiss, marry, and kill.
Yes. Okay. So basically, this game is where you just basically pick some random people. Like, what do y'all want to do? Like, celeb edition?
Big audition.
Or, you know?
Big audition, yeah.
I don't know big old people.
Okay. Me and J-Lo got this because we know y'all bitches that cool.
I just started big old, by the way.
Okay. Rachel. Kiss, marry, Milan. Kill. Yes. Milan, Savannah.
What about that bitch that always got that teeth? Like, I remember her. Like,
damn. I'm going to have to. Shit. Why would y'all give me bad people? But I do not want to marry a crackhead, so I'm gonna have to kill Savannah.
Savannah.
And then I guess I have to marry Milan and take all his money.
What
about Miss Munch Flow?
I said I kiss her, or whatever. Like, fuck Mary Hill. I have
Madam Low. You talking about Madam
whoever
Low,
the
Kiwan?
Name is.
I have to fuck her.
What? I'm confused. Ooh. It's no trades on that, so we don't really know who to give you, Rachel.
Just pick random people.
Kiwan.
JB.
Or Tay. JB.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah. Tay.
Marry JB's, fuck Tay, and kill Kiwan.
Why are you killing the special me?
I'm so dead.
Killing who?
Why are you killing the special needs?
Girl, he gotta die, bitch. He is.
I'm so dead. Okay, let's see. Bo, Reese and Family Dollar.
Kill Reese, fuck Bo, and marry Family Dollars.
I'm not, oh my God, I would fuck Reese.
Reese is actually slow in real life.
I'm dead.
That's your fucking slow niggas.
Okay, keep on. Okay.
Okay.
It was a joke, but okay.
Okay.
Is that y'all finished with the game? You know, I'm new, so.
Do Rachel, do you want more questions?
I don't
questions?
Care. Y'all show, do y'all the deals.
Period.
Okay. Go ahead, Jayla.
Kiss me, kill. Okay. Let's do Tay Styles. Let's do who else? Steven. Auntie Steven. Let's do Shay.
Marry Steven, fuck Tay Styles, and kill Shay.
Oh!
I can vibe.
Wait, I got one. Okay, so Stormy, Gutter, and I guess
kill Hockey. Fuck Stormy and then marry Gutter. Oh shit! Hold on. Kill Gutter. Fuck Hakeem, then marry Stormy.
Why marry Stormy? I cannot.
This thing is that killed Gutter. I'm dead.
What? I can die, boy.
You know what?
Cause we all know the team about that.
He died anyway.
Rachel!
I'm so weak.
The question.
Rachel!
No.
What?
All right, so, Tremoji. What is that?
It's called Come On Pete. You said the game? Oh, sorry.
No. Okay. Tremoji, Amo, or Zay?
Gonna have to marry Tremoji that she get a check every month. fuck Zay. Wait, who's the other one? Hold on.
Dead.
Oh, wait, I said Amo. Oh, Amo. And then marriage emoji. Amo is about to die anyways. He's old.
Okay.
So my God.
You, Rachel, I'm so dead. Okay, so, y'all remember Gucci? Like, what's T on Gucci? Like, why he never showed his face? Like,
when he took down the app, that was him, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I got one.
What?
Rachel, would you fuck, marry, kill Bushi? Shit. Who else? West? And damn, I don't know who else. Sebastian.
Sebastian.
You said Wes, Sebastian, and who?
Wes.
Mary Sebastian. Kill Bushi.
I love it.
I'm sorry, okay.
That's your 7+, so please excuse me.
This is why y'all should do this on video. So it'll be much clearer.
Yeah. But when we get our viewers up,
I feel like
I feel like when we start to prosper a little bit more, just a little bit more, we're going to bring it to bingo. And then we're going to do it there.
This is what, look, it doesn't matter. Like, once you get on bingo, you just have to start from nowhere. That's how I got up there. Read my name. This is for Rachel, and I was always coming in and fed funny shit. Like, oh, this is for Rachel, so fucking funny. Then the girls be like, I bet you won't get up here. And the type of girl I am, I got up there. So you just have to take that swing and hope that bitch land on the bitch face.
Ah! Y'all want to get on Big O tonight? I mean, I want to do it.
We gonna discuss that.
No, but I've been stuck at like 500 fans on Big O for four months.
I was stuck at
I'm just so over
4 months. February, March, April, May, June. I was stuck on there for 5 months until Jayna Dawes came back and then she let me on her show and I went up.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Kiwan wanted to sing a song.
No, we want to sing a song.
Let me hear.
You wanted to sing a song.
No, we are going to sing a song. You ready?
Okay, I'm going to do the ad-lib. You go ahead.
Oh, no, no.
Rachel, what are you doing? Tapping, eating.
That's not me.
Who is that?
That's not me.
That's Gianni. You know that's Gianni.
Max, babe, and it's propped up.
It ain't me.
Sit down. One of y'all pick your thumbs up.
Oh! I think
that is you.
Don't play on me.
What you got? The fake,
you got the fake AirPods. Take your shit out.
Yeah, babe, that's you.
You trying to be funny? Because I don't even have nothing in my phone.
Right.
But I don't even got a phone. So, Mrs. Host.
So wait. When y'all record, where do y'all put y'all recording?
It goes on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and some other stuff. Like, we'll send you the link when they post. Like,
yeah, do YouTube. No, we about to start putting them on YouTube. Like, and shit, it's gonna pop off.
Yeah. Period.
I mean, we could get on Big O.
I'm telling you, girls, come on Big O, record y'all shows, put them on YouTube. You know, I'll try to help y'all get the popular girls in y'all rooms so the girls in the comments can come with that.
Period.
Because that's a good new show that everybody would love. Like, because it's new, it's a lot of new people coming on, but they're not knowing the background of why these people are like this big and why they are like the mother Big O type kid. Why do they get accepted before the comments get accepted? You know, they want to know why, you know? And just watching YouTube, you're not going to get the full story.
Right.
So I guess we're gonna end this. You can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
Okay, so.
Y'all can hear me now.
Please.
Come on, take them damn AirPods out.
Bruh, I don't have no mother and headphones in my thing. It's on speaker.
There you go.
Oh, we. Okay.
Nah, I think he knew it on purpose.
Okay, that's not even me.
J-Lo.
Okay.
Y'all get on me all this, you know.
This bitch is in.
Okay, we're gonna just end the podcast right here now. Thank you for coming.
Rachel. Thank you for being the first one to believe in us, and you go always have that
just
title.
Just let me know who y'all want to get the on first, here. I will fight my hardest to get y'all them on here because this is a good little thingy for y'all, and I'm loving it. So yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you wanna tell everybody about this?
Yes.
All right. Send me y'all a big O.
Thank you, Rachel.
I see y'all. All right.
Okay. All right. Bye. Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Oh my god. I love Rachel.
This is for Rachel, you big, fat, white, nasty. I'm just like,
Anyways, guys, that was the end of the Friends podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We had our good sis, Rachel, on here. If you don't know who Rachel is, make sure you make your way to that big old app and go get it. Rachel, we forgot to let Rachel shout herself out. My bad. But, like, if y'all know who Rachel is, make sure you hit up the big old app. You can find Rachel. He be everywhere. Make sure everyone follow him on Instagram is what is his Instagram? Read down Read down God. So yes, follow him on Instagram at Read Down God, and and that's it for the podcast, and we're out.
Bye, roses and my sons.
Oh wait, me and Kimon. Okay. Bye.
Ah.